Governor Doug Ducey yesterday afternoon unveiled a proposal to give Arizona teachers a 20% pay raise by the 2020-21 school year. This comes after teachers staged a walk-in on Wednesday, and there's been increased talk of a walk-out. The governor said it's a good day for teachers.
Today, I'm proposing we boost our proposed teacher pay increase to 9% this year. Combined with what we did last year and with our commitment over the next 2 years, this will result in a net pay increase of 20% by the beginning of school year 2020.
Last year, lawmakers and the governor gave teachers a 1% pay raise. The plan had been to give them another 1% this year, but teachers have been demanding a 20% boost. Ducey didn't get into specifics about how he'd pay for the higher salaries, but said the state would find the money.
As a result of Arizona's thriving economy and a record population of 7 million plus residents, the state's revenues are on the rise. Combined with a reduction in state government operating budgets through strategic efficiencies, caseload savings, and a rollback of some of the governor's office proposals included in the fiscal year 19 executive budget, more dollars are available to invest into two of Arizona's most important priorities, Arizona's teachers and Arizona's classrooms.
The governor says his plan will immediately boost the average teacher's salary to more than $52,000 a year, up from around $48,000 now. And he says by the fall of 2020, the average salary would be more than $58,000 a year.
We've been through ups and downs in our economy before. Our economy is on the rise. We have balanced our budget. We maintain a healthy rainy day fund. So I'm confident that we'll be able to weather a storm if it comes. There's not one on the horizon at this time.
But as we often hear, the devil is in the details, and many Arizona teachers would like to know more about those details before they commit to supporting the governor's proposal. One of those teachers is Joshua Buckley of Red Mountain High School. He's also president of the Mesa Education Association. Joshua, with what we know so far, what do you make of the governor's proposal?
I think that you can see that the momentum that we've been carrying as educators across the state has changed the governor's mind about a couple things. It was just a couple months ago when he said that he could only do 1%, but somehow now he's able to find the funds for this. And I think that that's the part that educators are concerned about. You know, we don't know where this funding is coming from. Is it going to be cuts from other needed programs in Arizona? He talked about strategic that we're just worried that those cuts are going to come from other needed areas in order to do this. And then there was no mention of our classified staff, no mention of those support staff who help us every day, bus drivers, cafeteria workers. And we're worried that they're going to be left out of this proposal because there's just no clear detail on what this is going to look like.
Let's say this goes forward in a positive way and it takes away some of your concerns. The ultimate average salary that the state would go up to for teachers, would it be at a level that is at least a livable wage that is acceptable compared to now?
Well, if it is indeed a 20% increase over the next 3 years, that still doesn't put us at the national average. I think that we appreciate that the governor has seen a little light on this, but we're worried about what does that really mean? Who's not counted? Are we actually going to see increases to education funding? Because it's just not about teacher salary, and it's never been just about teacher salary. We have buses that don't have air conditioning. We have classrooms that need to be repaired, and district additional assistance is just a tiny fraction of what it needs to be. And we need to make sure that this is a sustainable thing. If it's not built on any revenue source and it's just because the economy is doing well right now, what happens if the economy isn't doing well in the future? Where are these funds coming from? And I think that's what's got folks nervous, is because he didn't mention anything about per pupil funding, which is really how we fund schools in Arizona. He just mentioned teacher salary, and that leaves a lot of questions about what does that actually mean.
Now, considering we're close to the end of the legislative session, we obviously don't know when based on the budget. This obviously puts another important wrinkle into that. Are you inclined to support and to say to lawmakers, if this is the best we can do right now, yes, please go ahead and vote for this or not. Because I wonder if there is a risk to saying, hey, our effort is still important, but we need to, in some ways, keep the public on our side and then not make them think we're greedy, because things can be spun that way.
You know, I think what we have to do is we do what we do as educators, and that we educate the public about what this proposal means when we actually see the details on it, right? Like, that's what we do. We do that every day as educators in classrooms and as counselors. The folks that we meet, we can kind of talk to them about what does this proposal mean. And you're right. I think my concern is that educators weren't brought to the table on this. The governor met with superintendents a couple days ago, and that's fantastic. But you'll notice that there wasn't a contingent of Red for Ed folks behind him at that press conference. And I think if we really want a proposal that's going to be supported, the governor's got to reach out as this is happening to kind of hear where we are at on this and kind of understand what we feel and what we know our schools and our communities and our students actually need.
Would you describe yourself as being a healthy skeptic on this one or a pessimist?
I would say that I am a healthy skeptic. And I think that's just because of, you know, when Prop 123 went forward and the governor talked about those were the first steps, and he had, you know, we in good faith worked with him on that proposal as educators. And then after that, there were no steps 4, 5, 6. And so I think I'm skeptical about what this actually looks like, and the devil's in the details, and we need to see what those details are.
All right. Joshua Buckley is a Mesa teacher, also president of the Mesa Education Association. Joshua, thanks for the time today. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.
Another group that's been out front on the issue of teacher pay is Save Our Schools Arizona. Dawn Penich Thacker is its spokeswoman, and she joins us. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning.
So what do you make of this plan that the governor put forward yesterday?
You know, I think that I would agree with absolutely everything Josh just talked about. It's a good thing to know that someone is hearing us, but hearing us isn't necessarily the same as listening to us. So I think the accomplishment of yesterday was that this offered proof that everything we've been mobilizing around for the last year, for the last couple months, is getting through at least a little bit, and we'll see what really becomes of it.
Well, how significant? I mean, Josh talked about, you know, the details and wanting to know where the money's coming from and who's included and all. How significant is that to you and to the members of your organization?
That is the absolute priority. We need to know where this money is coming from, because like Josh was saying, we've been burned before in terms of money appearing and then disappearing based on kind of flexible factors. And knowing who it's going to, because it takes a village to teach children, to run the school, to, you know, keep our communities moving forward. And for Save Our Schools Arizona, another concern that we have is whether any of this investment, wherever it's coming from, is going to be siphoned off into privatization programs like private school vouchers and ESA vouchers and all of those things that actually defund the public schools that we're trying to fund in a better way.
Well, given the fact that this governor has said that he will not raise taxes, he's not really looking at new sources of revenue, where could this money come from that would be acceptable to the members of Save Our Schools Arizona?
I think that is exactly why, as Josh is saying, we need to be at the table on all of this. You know, we have said that one hard line that we can draw is that not a penny of this can be moved out of other existing education budgets. So, you know, no taking away from, you know, the cafeteria budget to give it to the classroom and vice versa. And we need to look at where, yeah, if this isn't going to be a new revenue source, if this isn't going to, you know, include any new money, where is it coming from and is it worth it? Because you don't operate a state from just one strong silo. The entire state has to be able to move forward together. And so that's why we said, you know, this proposal is worth listening to, but it's going to need a lot of work. And we hope that all the pertinent voices are at that table and chipping away at this.
So I have to ask you a kind of political question here, and I'm wondering if there is a danger for teachers and public education advocates to turn down or say this proposal isn't good enough. Teachers have been asking for a 20% pay raise. The governor says here, this is how we can do it. Is there sort of a political danger, maybe a danger of losing momentum, losing the message that you've been trying to get out there if you say yes, but?
Well, I think that what, you know, what listeners, what voters, what teachers, grandparents, retirees are smart enough to identify is the difference between real money and, you know, kind of funny math and magic money. So you can say, I'm meeting your demands and you know, you're getting 20%. But if we kind of peek under the cover and see that that money isn't stable or isn't guaranteed, then I think that teachers, save our schools, all of us, we have faith in the people of Arizona to be able to watch this and know whether this is legitimate or not.
All right. That's Dawn Penich Thacker with the group Save Our Schools Arizona. Dawn, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.